asking the questions mainstream journalists will never ask. This is your Richie Allen Show on richieallen.co.uk, Fab Radio 2 in Manchester, and triggerwarning.tv.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. Russian President Vladimir Putin says all Russian people are targeted by a new sanctions list published by the US. He says it's an unfriendly act, but that he doesn't want to further escalate the situation. The US Treasury released its so-called Putin list of Russian politicians and businessmen linked to the Kremlin. It includes more than 200 names, as Lucy Taylor reports from Moscow.
The Chelsea owner Roman Abramovich is on the list alongside another 95 billionaires and more than 100 political figures, including the Russian Prime Minister and Cabinet, the heads of state corporations and dozens of political aides. The list was demanded by US Congress in a bill passed last year, which President Trump initially opposed. It was a response to alleged Russian meddling in the US elections in 2016, which Russia has always denied. The list doesn't impose sanctions or imply wrongdoing, and the US Treasury says it shouldn't stop people from doing business with those on it. But nonetheless, it could make other businesses nervous about being seen to be closely associated with the names on the list.
Kenya's opposition leader Raila Odinga has taken part in a swearing-in ceremony to become the country's so-called People's President, despite calls from the international community not to do so. He boycotted last October's disputed presidential election. TV stations broadcasting the event have been shut down, as Isabel Nakiria reports.
The swearing-in ceremony that took place at Kenya's Uhuru Park lasted hardly 10 minutes. Hundreds of Raila Odinga supporters cheered him on. The result of last August's election was cancelled due to irregularities. President Uhuru Kenyatta won the October rerun, but Raila Odinga refused to take part. Mr. Odinga says his swearing-in is legal and not a coup. Major TV stations have been streaming the event online. Some private TV stations that were broadcasting the event have been switched off. Activists have condemned the shutdown as an intimidation of the media.
Liberia's new president, George Weah, says a clause he says is racist, which restricts citizenship to black people, should be removed from the country's constitution. He's made the call in his first State of the Nation address after being elected in December. Leaked UK government documents predict the British economy will grow more slowly outside the EU under any deal scenario. The analysis suggests economic growth over the next 15 years could be 8% lower than if the UK was staying in the bloc. The government insists the studies are incomplete and do not take into account the type of exit arrangement it hopes to reach with Brussels. The opposition Labour Party says the research should be published and debated in Parliament, but Brexit Minister Steve Baker says the documents are being wrongly seized upon by politicians who want Britain to stay in the EU. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
Yeah, more on the leaked documents to BuzzFeed in a few minutes' time. Thanks very much, Ollie Barrett. 3 minutes past the hour, Tuesday, January 30th, 2018. I'm Richie Allen. Hope you've had a good Tuesday. Looking forward to this programme. Mark Bajerski joins us live from Spain. You've got some interesting things to talk about. Before that, though, let's have a full news roundup, or at least tell you one or two things they weren't telling you today.
Asking the questions mainstream journalists will never ask. This is your Richie Allen Show on richieallen.co.uk, Fab Radio 2 in Manchester, and triggerwarning.tv.
And you can tweet at Richie Allen Show right now, so start the tweeting.
It's the Richie Allen Show, broadcasting live on richieallen.co.uk and multiple platforms around the world. And now, here's your host, Richie Allen.
Yeah, Mark Bajerski joins us live from Spain. It's been ages since Mark was on. Check out even his website, markbajerski.com. It's terrific. Mark is a pure energy healer and teacher. Got to know him just over 2 years ago. People whom I know very well went to see Mark. Nothing to do with me. And were amazed by what they found. Connected us. And I've been proud to know the man ever since. So we'll have a lot to talk about in around about 30 minutes time, just under 30 minutes, extended conversation. If there's anything you would like to ask Mark, tweet it during the conversation to @RichieAllenShow, and I will ask him. I will put your questions and your comments to Mark. He loves a bit of that. Much better weather where Mark is, not far from San Pedro in Spain, where, well, it used to be my old stomping ground for some years. So we'll do that this hour. In the meantime, of course, there's plenty to talk about. Lots going on. So there is. Sorry I missed you yesterday. Something came up yesterday afternoon. I'm in rude health even, as I mentioned on Facebook yesterday. No problems there. But I was otherwise detained yesterday. Mark was due on. He was good enough to put it off until today. So that's all good and all well. Let's jump into... I can just bring up my little fact sheet. Whenever I do these little monologues, I have a little sheet with a couple of little facts. Nothing too heavy, just bullet points. One or two little facts, lest I lose my way. He's a pro. Not really. Well, you heard Ollie Barrett there talking about the leaked government document, a very timely leak, which suggests that the economy of the United Kingdom will glow outside the European Union. It will glow. No, the report says it will grow more slowly outside the EU, irrespective of the deal struck with Brussels. So they're saying, doesn't matter what deal is struck with the European Union, the fact that we're out means things are going to get tough. Belts are going to have to be tightened and the usual stuff. The document was entitled EU Exit Analysis Cross Whitehall Briefing, and it was leaked to BuzzFeed. Who leaked it? Well, who knows? And it was drawn up, this document, by the Department for Exiting the European Union, or the Brexit Select Committee. It found growth over the next 15 years could be up to 8% lower than if the UK stayed within the European Union. Well, the Remainer cabal in Westminster, which includes the vast majority of the media in this country, they have been having a field day with this today. They're loving it. This despite, of course, the fact that the papers published during the referendum, which predicted a massive immediate shock to the economy if the UK did vote to leave, well, the UK did vote to leave and we saw no immediate shock to the economy. So those papers prophesying that doom were obviously very wrong. Now, Jacob Rees-Mogg, so why should we believe these papers? Jacob Rees-Mogg is a conservative. He's a leaver. You could probably say he's a hard Brexiteer. He was on Sky News this morning and he had his say on the leaked study.
You need to look at the record of these forecasters. Bear in mind that the Treasury's official forecast said that simply a vote to leave the European Union would lead to an increase in unemployment by 500,000 to 800,000. And the Bank of England's forecasts that David Davis went through at the recent meeting of the Exiting the European Union Select Committee after the vote to leave for the immediate impact were wrong on every single count. And this is a forecast for 15 years based on a variety of assumptions that have proved wrong in the past. Other economists, such as Patrick Minford and his group at Cardiff University, have come up with very different forecasts, because what matters are the policies that you implement. And if the UK is to open its market, to move to free trade, to remove tariff and non-tariff barriers, reducing the cost of food, clothing and footwear, then there's a huge opportunity for economic growth and not a lower rate of growth.
Yeah, the studies were a laughingstock. So why should this study be any different? Now, the presenter, a woman called Sarah Jane Mee, then said to Rees-Mogg, that this study provided evidence that Brexit would be bad for the economy. Why wouldn't Rees-Mogg accept that? To be fair to Rees-Mogg, he batted that away with some aplomb.
The question is, what do you mean by evidence? That with economics, it's always making assumptions based on past experience and on economic theory. So if you look at the past experience of free trade, that has helped every country that has ever adopted it, whether it's been one-way free trade, opening up your market, or whether it's been reciprocal free trade. So if you take that historic precedent and you look at the econometric models run by people like Patrick Minford, you find that there's very strong economic growth coming from it. Forecasts are less accurate the longer you go out. So a forecast for 1 year has some of the information already there, some of the things you know, and it's easier to make. A forecast for 15 years, whether it's mine or it's this leaked document, is much more an expression of opinion and theoretical.
So
it isn't hard fact.
Does anybody know, if we're criticising everybody else's forecasts and assumptions, does anybody actually have the answer? Because that's what people at home want to know. They're looking at this leaked report and go, it's all very well and good voting out or voting to stay in based on principles, but when it hits people in the pocket, that's when people are going to start saying, well, you know, where's the evidence? Where are the hard forecasts of what's going to happen to us when we leave the EU?
I think you're right, and it's better to deal in facts. So what fact do we know?
Which people will say we're lacking at the moment.
Well, let me give you some.
Okay.
When we leave the European Union, we will stop having to pay money to the European Union. That saves us net £10 billion a year. That's money we can spend, for example, on the health service. We will take control of our tariffs. Tariffs on food, clothing and footwear, which makes up 21% of the average household budget, much higher for the poorest people in society, can be reduced. And those are, for example, 11.5% or thereabouts on both clothing and footwear, plus VAT. So that's a large saving that could be made for people in their daily purchases. That's something we know we could do. It would be under our control. So we want to deal in facts, what we can do, and what we can do to help raise people's standard of living.
Yeah. Some interesting tweets coming in already. Cartoon drunk tweets. Richie, you can tell with his voice, Rees-Mogg didn't go to a comprehensive school in Salford. No, he didn't. He did not. When I hear Jacob Rees-Mogg speaking, I'm reminded of one of the scenes in the early part of Braveheart that Mel Gibson, based on a true story, laugh out loud, about William Wallace. Do you remember the English lord coming along when the young Scottish couple are getting married? I'm here to claim my rights of prima nocta by taking your wife into my bed on her wedding night. That didn't sound anything like Rees-Mogg, of course, but it reminds me of Rees-Mogg, that accent, that plummy accent of his. He's right, of course. All the forecasts were wrong. A forecast is only an opinion. It's a bet. It cannot be and shouldn't be cited as evidence. He's absolutely right. Interestingly enough, as I mentioned today on richieallen.co.uk, our website, what was very interesting about that report coming out today was another story in the Daily Mirror, which is a UK tabloid newspaper. And that story did link Jacob Rees-Mogg with a rather odious character who has been saying some nasty things about black folk and about Jewish folk. Apparently some years ago, Jacob Rees-Mogg was at a dinner, and at this dinner was a man who has been saying things about Baroness Lawrence and Vanessa Feltz. The man, whose name escapes me, let me just scroll on down there. How have I lost that? A guy called Lauder Frost, Gregory Lauder Frost, who is obviously some well-to-do man. Rees-Mogg was at a dinner with him. This guy has said some nasty things about Stephen Lawrence's mother and the broadcaster Vanessa Feltz, who identifies as Jewish. Like I said, odious. And this was 5 years ago, and the Daily Mirror ran a story today, the headline being "Vile Racist Rant by Far-Right Dinner Host of Top Tory Jacob Rees-Mogg, Guilt by Association" kind of a thing. It's a dreadful hit piece on Rees-Mogg. And nobody could tell me that there's no relationship between the leaking of the study and the hit piece on Jacob Rees-Mogg, which is just a dreadful bit of gutter journalism designed to show Rees-Mogg as some sort of racist by proxy. Dreadful stuff. But this is what you expect, and it's what we come to expect from the UK media. Dreadful. Let's move on very quickly. Came across a story in The Independent today. Again, did a feature on richieallen.co.uk about this. I was listening to Nicky Campbell on Radio 5 Live this morning. He was talking to a psychologist. The psychologist was talking about micro stresses and the fact that we lose 2 hours out of every day feeling tense and stressed. Life, right? Life is driving us to this. That works out at about 27 days a year. And the Nicky Campbell interview with the psychologist was about a survey. But tellingly or interestingly, Radio 5 Live and Nicky Campbell never mentioned that the survey on our levels of stress was actually commissioned by Vodafone UK, which is obviously a massive tech giant, a giant of mobile phones and telecommunications. Extraordinary that they would do that. You know, life itself is insane, I wrote today. It's crazy. When I drive back from dropping the future Mrs. Allen off to work, I'm driving back in very heavy traffic in one of Europe's biggest cities. I'm not long in traffic because it's not far from where Caroline works. I'm not stuck in traffic very long, and I know obviously a few shortcuts. But it's horrendous. It's like the scene at the end of the one of the zombie movies, not one of the Romero movies, but there was another zombie movie years ago that ended with tens of thousands of zombies walking on the bridges of New York's, walking on the bridges of some of America's biggest cities. And it's like that. It is dreadful. It is depressing. It is horrible. People are stressed because life is mad. It's utterly insane. And you've got this survey commissioned by Vodafone, and they're ultimately their, not cure, but their recommendation for all of this, for dealing with this, is basically to connect ourselves to the Internet of Things. Let Vodafone, you know, and its brand new products, effectively, their V by Vodafone brand new product, let those products give people peace of mind about the things they care about. It's extraordinary stuff, this. I mean, it really is. You have The Independent, which doesn't print anymore, sadly. It's online only now because of financial difficulties. Effectively running an advertising feature for Vodafone and dressing it up as news. And the message is more phones, more connection to technology. This is the way out of the problems of life. It's incredible. The story is on richieallen.co.uk. Madness. Psychologist talking on national radio about a survey that says we're all stressed. They're not admitting on national radio that Vodafone commissioned the survey. And Vodafone's recommendation is that we all get, you know, connected more and more and more in the, well, in the Internet of Things, in the cloud. Crazy stuff. richieallen.co.uk. Interesting piece on there. A lot of talk on breakfast television and radio this morning as well about an article in the Telegraph newspaper and in the Sun as well. The article saying that it has been recommended that general practitioners display rainbow posters in their waiting rooms to encourage gay and bisexual patients to come out to their doctors. The Human Rights Campaign logo, as well as the LGBT-friendly leaflets, should also be distributed to encourage more people to disclose their sexuality. That's according to the British Journal of General Practice. The measures are some of a range of visual clues suggested to increase the roughly 50% sexual orientation disclosure rate among gay and lesbian patients to their doctor. This follows guidelines announced by the NHS last year, where patients will be, it's recommended that patients will be asked about their sexuality as a matter of course. Health chiefs have argued that gay, bisexual and other LGBT people are at greater risk of certain conditions such as mental ill health and those associated with heavy drinking, and that knowing their orientation is important for their care. Knowing that means their orientation is important for their care, yeah. A lot of people annoyed about that. you know, telling doctors, why don't you hang the rainbow flag in your surgery to let gay and lesbian men and women know that it's okay, they can tell you. It's absolutely crazy. I'm not going to get into that. I'm going to finish for now with this. This is really worth having a listen to. Watching BBC News 24 today, and the presenter of the afternoon programme, or one of the afternoon programmes, he said, right, we're going to go to Gordon Carrera, who's our BBC man in DC, in Washington, DC. And Carrera has been to meet Mike Pompeo, the current head of the CIA. My ears pricked up straight away. As an exercise in journalism, it was brilliant. All right, it wasn't brilliant. It wasn't brilliant. But it was a brilliant example of the garbage spewed out by our televisions and our radio stations day in and day out. So I'm going to play the entire BBC edit for you. I've not edited it. I'm going to play it for you. I might make a comment or two. It's about 2 minutes, 20 seconds long. You've got to hear this. So you've got the BBC man at Langley to meet the director of the CIA, Mike Pompeo. We already know, before Gordon Carrera, the BBC journalist, we know that Pompeo was going to blame the Russians for the fact that there was no espresso machine in the canteen, and then he's going to blame Iran for everything else. We know that. The only thing that stands in the way of that is BBC reporter Gordon Carrera. Surely, given probably a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to sit down with the head of the CIA, the fearless, intrepid BBC reporter is going to hold him to the fire and ask him some serious questions, right? Have a listen to the report. I haven't touched it.
At CIA headquarters, Director Mike Pompeo has a long list of intelligence targets. Allegations of Russian interference in American politics have been high on the agenda. But he told me that he was just as worried by Chinese influence.
We can watch very focused efforts to steal American information, to infiltrate the United States with spies, with people who are going to work on behalf of the Chinese government against America. We see it in our schools. We see it in our hospitals and medical systems. We see it throughout corporate America. It's also true in other parts of the world.
Including Europe and the UK?
Including Europe and the UK, of course.
Holy Jesus! Mike Pompeo just scared the living shit out of every American man and woman and every European. The Chinese and the Russians, they're in the schools, they're in the hospitals, they're in the canteens, they're in the libraries, they're filling up your cars at the gas stations, they're serving you your burgers at the drive-ins, they're taking your tickets at the movie theatres, they're taking over. The only thing the BBC journalist can ask him is this happening in the UK and Europe as well? Don't ask him for proof.
Another priority, says the CIA director, is confronting Iran in the Middle East and beyond.
Are you worried about the level of Iranian influence in Syria and the region?
Yes.
And are there ways in which you feel you can counter that?
Yes.
You're not worried that particularly the tension between Iran and Saudi Arabia could lead to some kind of conflict?
I'm very worried about it. We need to make sure that that doesn't happen. And the way to do that is to ensure that the Iranian people understand that this can't be good for them. We saw the protests these past weeks. The Iranian people understand that these adventures, which cost the Iranian people tens of millions of dollars and present risk to their lives to fight in Yemen, make no sense. The history of Iran is deep. The Persian people have a deep understanding of how to be successful in the world. I hope that they will rise up and understand that it's not in the best interest of their country.
Jump in anytime, BBC journalists. Jump in anytime. Jump in anytime. Jump right in. Didn't the CIA themselves release documents in August of 2013 admitting their role in the overthrow of Mohammad Mossadegh, the democratically elected Prime Minister of Iran, because Iran had the temerity to take back ownership and control of its own oil. Mossadegh presided over a secular country Everybody was educated. Women were liberated. Everything was hunky-dory until the CIA and BP and other dark actors overthrew Mohammed Mossadegh and imposed the Shah. They admitted this in 2013. Gordon Carrera, if he had a testicle to his name, would have stopped this Muppet Pompeo and said, hang on a second now, talking about a deep history of Persia and Iran and the Iranian people. Any problems Iran might have today can be traced squarely back to your predecessors, Michael. But of course, the useless fucking BBC journalist said nothing.
...to their country, to send forces to places like Europe as proxies, to try and conduct malign activity in Europe when there's so much that can be done to make Iran a better place. We're confident that the Iranian people understand that. We are hopeful their leaders will accept that proposition as well.
As he enters his second year as CIA director, Mike Pompeo knows that the challenges, including in Washington itself, are unlikely to diminish. Gordon Carrera, BBC News, Langley.
Gordon Carrera in Langley, who sat down with the Director General, or whatever he's called, of the CIA, Mike Pompeo, and didn't ask him a question. Just allowed him spread propaganda all over the BBC. Thanks very much, Mr. Director. I'm off now. 26 minutes past the hour. We were going to do something on the darts. Let's do it. We've got time. Talked a lot about the decision by the PDC, because that's the Professional Darts Corporation, whom were put under pressure by feminists and progressives and everybody else who said that walk-on girls, the ladies who escort the darts players to the hockey for the matches, they were going to be scrapped because it's demeaning to women. This is madness, this. I wrote about this last week, richieallen.co.uk, if you didn't see the article. Sky News spoke with Charlotte Wood today. Excuse me, Charlotte is a walk-on girl, and she spoke with Sky News about her job and the fact she's disappointed that the job, well, has basically been taken away from her.
Well, obviously, it was quite disappointing. Obviously, I've been part of the darts now for over 3 years, and it's been a fantastic position to have. I've thoroughly enjoyed my time as a walk-on girl, and I was obviously quite disappointed when I got the message that I wasn't going to be doing it anymore.
A lot of people have been getting in touch saying that people are being outraged on your behalf. If you have no problem with doing that job, you're not being put in harm's way, what's it got to do with anyone else?
Well, exactly. I mean, in my opinion, you know, there's attractive women on TV in every aspect, presenters, models, etc. And, you know, if we're happy to do that job, then what does it matter? I believe that feminism is about empowering women and to choose any job that I feel safe to do and happy to do. And I'm very happy doing the one I'm doing. So basically, for every match, there is a walk-on between two darts players. So me and my fellow walk-on girl will escort the player to the hockey. We'll wear a nice, classy dress. You know, there's nothing... We get to choose what we wear. It's a very classy dress. And we wear a sash with the sponsor on it, whoever that may be for that tournament. We escort the player to the hockey. They throw their practice darts, and then we walk off the stage.
And it couldn't be any simpler. Thousands and thousands of people have signed a petition to stop this. There's been no word from the Professional Darts Corporation, no sense or, you know, any indication at all that they will reverse this ridiculous policy. I won't say any more on this. I've said enough on it. And like I said, I put a piece on richieallen.co.uk about it last week. 28 and a half minutes past the hour. Let's take a break. Back in a minute. When we come back, Mark Bajerski joins us live from Spain. Great to be with you this Tuesday.
Is your mind full of ideas, yet you struggle to put them down on paper?
Characters with no home, unfinished concepts that you always wanted to finalise, yet lacked knowledge and drive to complete. The Creative Writing Course from Creative Imaginings may be the long-awaited answer. Designed to help you finish your masterpiece with better language techniques, detailed study of the character, plotted suspense chain, and valuable information to get published. Don't delay your creation. Complete your 100% online course at www.creativeimaginings.com.au.
There's a place high in the mountains of Spain, a sanctuary where souls gather from all around the globe to learn about themselves and experience powerful changes in the way we see our world. They become awakened to their gifts and their power to heal others. Become part of this ever-growing worldwide family of unique, pure energy healing practitioners. Discover how amazing you truly are. Go to www.markbajerski.com. It could just change your life forever.
Introducing the H2O app, a powerful water structuring application that programs vibrational energies into water through the use of different sound frequencies. Once programmed, the use of water for drinking, cooking, bathing. Give it to your friends and colleagues or spread it around the garden. The list goes on. It's not just water that the app can be used for either. It's great for programming crystals too. The H2O app is free to download and is available on both Android and Apple platforms. For further information, go to h2oapp.online.
Have you lost access to important data from a computer hard drive, mobile phone, or other storage device? Maybe you have a broken hard drive containing years of information, or a smartphone that no longer works from which you'd like the pictures, movies, and chats recovered. If you would like to recover data from any type of digital device, including desktop and laptop computers, external hard drives, cameras, smartphones, NAS, and RAID servers, then contact Data Clinic today at dataclinic.co.uk now.
Welcome back to the most listened to independent radio show in Europe. It's your Richie Allen Show.
Welcome back to the program. A lot of tweets already. Thank you for your tweets. Hi to David. Could it be only unattractive virtue signalers that they are the ones demeaned through jealousy and an inferiority complex? I don't know, David. You might be right. I don't think it's necessarily, you know, exclusively people who've got an inferiority complex, but I hear where you're coming from. Mark tweets, I have a cunning plan. Why don't the darts girls declare themselves as darts men and jump around the stage in jack boots and lumberjack shirts? I mean, it's just a thought. Mark, they could always say that they identify as men. You know, Jeremy Corbyn was on the Andrew Marr show the other day and said that, well, if somebody tells me that he's not a man, that he's a woman, well, it's good enough for me. Maybe I should leave that one alone. Hi to Nicole as well. Hi to Moinga, who's listening, to Sean McDonald. A lot of people tuning in. Loads and loads of tweets. The best thing to do is go to twitter.com, where it says search Twitter. Just put Richie Allen Show, all one word. If you do that, you'll see what other people are tweeting to me. Just before we welcome Mark back to the programme, please tweet me any messages at all you have for Mark. Lovely man, as genuine as they come, and loves to hear the comments and the questions. He's in Spain, of course, where he works as a pure energy healer and teacher. I mentioned at the top of the programme, came across him a couple of years ago because somebody close to me went to see him and came back singing his praises. And then I got to know him well. And after that, one or two people I knew also went to see him, credible and genuine people, and came back and again had great things to say about him. You can find him on his website, markbajerski.com. Bajerski spelt BAJERSKI.com. The pure energy healer and teacher himself. Let's welcome back to the show our great friend, Mark Bajerski. Welcome back, pal. How are you?
Oh, absolutely amazing, Richard. I've had butterflies all day thinking about being on the show. Yeah.
Ah, you're a gentleman. You're too kind for saying that. One of the things we might mention just for the crack, the fiber optic cables have finally made it to the Costa del Sol. We should, yeah. It's almost worth giving people a day off there to celebrate that. I remember struggling with 1 meg broadband, and that was only a few years ago. So that must be making life pretty, it's making life easier, I would imagine. You're doing so much now on YouTube and on online in general. Good times, I reckon.
Fantastic. In fact, we're having a national holiday, a day off because of fiber optics. It's amazing.
Fantastic.
I tell you what, Rich, life, you know, some of the things about the modern world that we live in, and, you know, we see the deterioration of humanity as we walk along a street and we see mothers and fathers just throwing a tablet at a kid and letting them just play all day long and on the tablet and all of these things. But we have to also remember that all of this wonderful technology can be used in a very positive way. And it's all about balance. That's all it is. And the thing is, we tend to turn away and shy away from things that we know isn't really good for us. But really, I think a lot of us now are starting to waking up to the fact that we have to now face certain things that we are seeing. I mean, I you know, many years ago, cigarettes were deemed as very healthy, and you could even see billboards with pregnant women saying cigarettes are good for pregnant women. And that was the era where everybody thought it was fine because of the manipulation of the of the darkness, I call it. And then all of a sudden we realize that cigarettes aren't so good for you. And I think that this technology that we have now, we're going to see the same thing in the next 10 years. We're going to see it's not good for us. So what are we going to do? You know, we're going to have to be a little bit street wise, and we're going to have to learn how to play the game in a certain way that it doesn't affect us, meaning don't leave your phone in the pocket all day. My son will not allow his little child, Hugo, to have a laptop ever, because he went to see David Icke, and that's the first thing he said when he walked out of the room. Dad, there is no way, if I have a son, he's going to have a tablet and he's going to have you know, a computer, and he's going to be sat there all day long. He's going to go out and he's going to play, and he's going to climb trees and he's going to fall off them, and I'm going to allow him to do all the things that we used to do as kids. And we're losing that now. Are you noticing that?
I am, and I'm mindful of the fact that you're in Spain, and I know that part of the world very well, and I'm really interested to ask you this. Because of the climate there, do you notice that, I mean, where you are, you've got the best of both worlds. You're right in the heart of a village where there are many, many Spanish men and women, you know, lived there all their lives, multiple generations. And you've also got, you know, Europeans, you've got the Brits, you've got the Paddies, you've got the Germans. So you're right there. Do you notice that because of the climate, do you think that the children are less likely to be glued to these devices? Because that's an interesting thing, that.
I think every single country in the world, I've just come back from Bali on a retreat there and spent a bit of time. I went to a little island called Gili Air. Even all the locals there, unfortunately, are falling for the same manipulation. So I'm sorry to say, it is something that is global, and it doesn't matter what corner of the world we live in, we are all seeing the same pull towards this negative vibration and clearing away humanity, clearing away our thoughts, our feelings. It's taking away our common sense. It's taking away everything that we are. So we need to wake up to that. And I tell you what, we do get brief moments that we realize. We all do. We all have that inside us to know, my God, this is too much. I'm doing it too much. The problem there is it's very addictive. And that's where the issue lies. There is an addiction to this. And I'm almost sure within time, there's going to be a name attached to it saying whatever this issue will be. It'll have a name, if you know what I mean.
I do. Yeah, absolutely. It's interesting that recently the Times newspaper over here has been going after the gambling companies, because one of the things the gambling companies have been doing is on their websites, which children shouldn't be going anywhere near, but they're putting cartoon games on there to encourage the children, who obviously are very clever with using these devices. They're much quicker to pick up on how to use these devices than, you know, than maybe people my age. They're going on to these sites to play these games, and that brings on, you know, another problem as well. Let me ask you this. Do you know, it's amazing, I've not asked you this before. You're incredibly sensitive to vibrational frequency. There's no doubt about that. And I know that you say that people, like even people like myself, who I'm more interested and getting more interested by the day in your work and the work of others like you. And I think, well, you know, I'd love to be able to feel and sense the things that people like you feel and sense. And I know you believe that I can do. And we'll talk about that maybe another time. But do you feel it, Mark? You know, we talk sometimes, you know, we've had Max Egan on. I know you've met Max, you know, Maxwell, talking about the rolling out of 5G, Wi-Fi and the space grid. Can you feel this in the air, Mark? Can you feel the oppression of this stuff? Do you, can you, is it almost touchable to you, tangible?
Okay, well, I have a really strong belief system that this started a long time ago, and there are many different forms of names that they put it to. Have you ever heard of SAD syndrome?
SAD syndrome? No, I haven't. No, tell me.
Okay, well, basically, it's countries that don't have sunshine. They're using that as an excuse that people are becoming depressed for no reason. What the problem we have is that the energy is becoming denser every day, and there is less fresh air around us, and there is more of a disturbance all over the world. There was the best way to describe it, there was a film called Lucy, and she used part of her brain which she'd never used before, and which was 100%. And at part of the film, she looked out of the window of a car, and all of a sudden she saw all these waves coming down from satellites running down, everybody using their phone, all of these waves. And that's exactly how it feels. So when you're bombarded daily by these waves, you start to lose your balance or your spiritual flow. And it's actually kind of like a very sinister agenda to slow us all down from our spiritual path. So I do feel it every day. But there is a way to clear that. And that is, go out in Mother Nature. You lie down on her earth and you get the necessary vibration to realign you and heal you and strengthen what's called the aura or life force or chi or prana. There's many different words, but we within this field around us, which is our spirit or soul or whatever you want to call it, there are dirty energies that attach to us, which is the microwave oven, all of the computers that we're hanging around, all of the electrical waves everywhere, the computers, the mobile phones, new technology. This is attaching to our life force, and I call that dirty energy. And therefore, pure energy healers work on clearing that away. So 1 hour of a healing session, people get up and say, I've never felt as much peace in my life. So it is possible to clear it. And you know what, Richard? The world is growing in healers day by day. They are realizing that the only way we can clear this is by using our own gift of healing, which is an energy which is very powerful and can absolutely clear away these negative, dirty energy waves that are attached to us at any given moment. And there's many tips you can use to help clearing yourself at any given moment. One of my most powerful videos, which has reached 500,000, is the one about lemons. If you place lemons around your house, for some reason, lemons have the energy of picking up negative energy. Once your lemon turns black or dirty in any given room, all you need to do is go around that room and sage the room. Use the smoke of sage. It will clear the room and clear you. I don't know why, but I can tell you this as a fact. With my hand on my heart, Mother Nature has always got the answer to clearing anything that is manipulated or man-made or any form of dirty or dark energy that tries to pull us down. So we have the answer. That we are losing the answer. We are, in fact, today I only heard a message from one guy. You know, an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Do you realize that doctors laugh at that and people laugh at that? And actually, apples are extremely important for your balance, and fruit and vegetables. Everything that we eat now is processed. It's a deliberate manipulation by corporate, not only to make massive products, profits, but to keep us from never reaching our full potential as amazing, powerful beings. You know it, I know it. Sometimes I can think of you, you can think of me, and we can connect with each other and didn't even realize, hey, I was only thinking about you yesterday. Yeah, oh yeah, me yeah. too. That is what all animals have, and they have that energy to connect. All animals have that. They do connect. They know when each other's pooler. They know where to go to. When if two dogs live together like my schnauzers did, one of my beautiful schnauzers went to another and licked his back. And exactly the same place I took him to the vet, and he had unfortunately cancer in that very place. There was no words needed. They can see, they can sense, they can smell, and so can we. But the problem we have, we're eating all the processed rubbish, we're eating sugar, we're eating everything that is killing our beautiful, healthy body that should be running with vegetables and fruits. So we know what the answers are. People are realizing that now. They are turning away from all of this manipulation by the corporates, and they are starting to change their life. If you go on social media, Richard, you can see a barrage of people putting out their good information. Yes, there's lots of bad information, but common sense is coming through now. People are looking more and more. What I mean by that is people are starting to question everything and look for it themselves and work on it and do the research and try and test it before they just willingly do anything. But I'm telling you, Richard, more people that I've met in these past 6 months have now thrown the television away. They are not listening to garbage, and they are using more common sense to know what somebody's either trying to sell or manipulate or pull you into. And more people are standing in their own power. So it's a beautiful time.
This is great stuff, Mark. And what you're saying, the proof of it is borne out by the fact that there's been a backlash from the establishment coming after content creators online, trying to interfere with people, with people's monetization. You know, we sometimes get bogged down by the negative when we should see things in the more positive light. The fact that they're doing that is evidence that you're right, that people are turning to alternative sources of information. You're right. Thanks again for that tip about the lemon and the sage. What's lovely about that is, of course, that that is not going to set anybody back anything. You know, that's not going to cost you more than a few pence to try that out. And I want to challenge our listeners. Do try that. That Mark has mentioned, try using that lemon. And when there is, when you're sure that there is a lot of negative energy, a negative emotion in a room, use the sage, as Mark suggested, and do let us know then the results. Because I think way back when, and I'm delighted you brought this up again, way back when you mentioned this to me, and we did get an avalanche of people coming on to say that they tried it and they had nothing but positive results with it. I want to just turn to something. By the way, I'm only dying to tell you about a phone call I had today. I had an email today from a lady who was living in Clontarf, Dublin. And she said I could use her name, but she wouldn't come on the programme. Stacey Lyman is her name. She told me this amazing story. And she said, the reason I want you to call me, Richie, I want to tell you the story. And I want you to tell Mark Bierski later on. So I'm going to tell you the story. It'll only take me 30 seconds to tell you the story, but it might just blow some of our listeners away. We'll do that in a second. This thing today about we're losing 27 days a year down to stress, Mark. 2 hours out of every day. And look, I know nothing. I'm just an opinionated guy, not fishing for compliments. I genuinely don't know anything. I look at life and I think life is insane. That's why people are stressed and that's why they're upset. And you've just described there to me what sounds like 100% common sense approach to dealing with the madness of the technology and all that oppression of all that negative energy. Getting back to basics, getting outside, you know, getting closer to Earth and to the beauty and the majesty of nature. And yet today we saw a survey which was commissioned by a telecommunications company. And Mark, their recommendation is that people embrace even more and more technology. It's madness. Surely the answer is, and I'm not telling people, you know, completely dispense with your technology. You can use it for good. But surely the answer is to spend more time outdoors, rivers, lakes, woods. You don't have to be living in Spain. You don't have to be living in the Bahamas. Wherever you live, you're only, you know, a short drive or a short bus journey away from something really beautiful. Get outside is the answer. Not connect yourself even more to the grid. What do you think?
Well, that's an obvious. Everybody
obvious,
already knows.
Yeah.
The problem is, Richard, is it's very hard to pull away from what we're getting used to day by day. One of the things with children is that they've never known anything else. So the kids that are, 5, 10, 15, they've only known what they know now. They don't know what we knew when we went out and played football and kicked around and messed about and played hide and seek and did outings and amazing things that we did from day to day and all the sports that we did. Kids don't know that, so they've got nothing to measure that by. All they know is what they know. So that's where the issue lies. So we have to individually, like I say, the only way we can help people is work on one person at a time. So when I have a group of teenagers who come here, I give them 1 hour talk and do some healing on them. And then after that, there's now something new that they've never experienced. You see, the problem is, as pure energy healers, there are hundreds and hundreds of us now, and we're trying to break through into schools and into hospitals. And the thing is, the system fights really hard to stop us. So we're up against a system that does not want children to change the way they are going. It is a system that is constantly working towards suppressing any power or any gift. So they manipulate everything that is good. They mock anything that is positive and that works. They belittle everything that we do. So everything's inverted. We have to realize that everything is inverted and back to front and the wrong way around. And when we realize that, we start to then become awake. We become aware of this manipulation. And that's when it's I call it the awakening. We then go, oh my God, I didn't see that. So we have to try and help without pushing and without forcing. We have to be gentle with what we're saying. The problem we've got at the moment, Richie, and I'm trying my best to put that out to all the healers and say, don't force your stuff down people's throat, because that is also dangerous and it will put people off and you'll take 10 steps back. So what you have to do is keep doing what you're doing and people will take notice.
Yeah.
So if you're a mother and a father, or just say you're a dad and you want your wife to know about all the things that are happening, you don't sit down and force it down their neck. You gently and subtly take the Richie Allen radio show and put it on the background so she overhears it. And then she says, wow, have you heard that? Boom. That's when you've got them. So you have to box clever, Richie. We as the people who are awakening others have to do it in a very clever, not manipulating way, but gentle way, because nobody likes to be told what to do. Nobody likes to be told what they don't know, but people do like to hear something and then tell others. So we have to do it in a loving, gentle way, and that's what we have to work hard at. So they're called the light warriors, the light workers, and there's millions of them growing and growing every day. And I'm telling you something, Richard, the darkness, the elite, the whatever you want to call them, the corporates, they know that they're losing. The battle is being lost, and this is why they're really trying everything they can. And I reckon this year and next year will certainly prove to be more of awakening for more people, and that's when the scales will tip even more. So we're winning. We're not losing. We're winning. Honestly, Richard, I can feel it every day.
It's brilliant. By the way, I just want to, you're incredible. You're always great to have on this program, mate. But you're on some form tonight, and I want to back up what you said there about children and the creative side of their brains and their imagination. The BBC ran a report today. I'm like an encyclopedia of what's being spoken about on national TV and radio, because that's all I do in preparation for this programme. But they ran a report today, Mark, that said that creative arts subjects are being cut back in many secondary schools in the UK to the point that they're basically non-existent even. 9 out of every 10 schools responding to the BBC said they had cut back on lesson time on staff or facilities in at least one creative arts subject. That is not to be, you know, trying to be melodramatic. That is terrifying, that. How important is it for children to paint and to sculpt? Go ahead.
So what do we do? Well, as far as I'm concerned, we have to approach that with our children. We have to approach that by bringing the balance back. So in my opinion, in my humble opinion, mothers and fathers need to take a responsibility and say, enough is enough. We are not allowing this to happen. Or they will then start to send their child to maybe a class where their school teachers who have refused to abide by this robotic system, and they know then there are many teachers out there who want to help children but don't want to conform with this crazy society. So they now teach at home and they have students here in Spain, so you can go and learn creativity, painting, all the things that help us become more spiritually aware about our gifts. But yes, it's absolutely right. I mean, the system is trying to turn us into robots. They do not want us to think. They don't want us to feel. They just simply want us to obey. But people know this, Richard. They're all aware and awake. Many people are asking, what can we do? But the only thing we can do, and this is my humble opinion, the only way we can change this world is by coming together. And the problem is, Richard, that the system creates us in boxes, and you know, your gender, this gender, I'm this color, I'm this religion, I'm this political view. This is all manipulation to throw you. It's a circus to make you separate from everybody else. And this is why I say I dream of a world without politics and religion. If you can clear all that away, you become a human being who lives under the same sun and moon every day. You have been brought into this beautiful world with your brothers and sisters. We are all equal. We are all beautiful and powerful. When we come together and we fight for the higher cause, the real reason we're here, and that's for love, humanity, bringing the most essence into our life and the most beauty into our life and shining our gifts and who we are and who you are, Richie, and who, you know, all of these people listening, we all have gifts. So we need to bring that forward. That's what we need to be looking at. And the problem is the system tries to stop that. So my feeling is the only way we can conquer this is by coming together and just dropping away all the nonsense of who you think you are, all the labels, all the things that you make you different from somebody else. You are no different from your next door neighbor or anybody else. Yes, you may have issues, you may have problems, you may have disagreements, but we have to overcome these things. That is the first step. And once non-judgment, once you clear judgment from your life, you then start to live an earthly life. The problem we have is judgment has taken over, and through judgment becomes really, really negative, low vibration. And all you want to do is close your doors, not speak to anybody, and the fear kicks in. So we have to come together. That's the first step. You come together as one family, as one community, wherever you live, and then you have the power to knock on a door and whoever's, you know, in authority and say no more. You know when the French, this is just something that I observed. When the petrol prices went up, what did the French do that nobody else does? They normally get their trucks and they park wherever, and they get out of the trucks and they don't do anything. They stop everything and say to the government, you can get stuff. There's no way we're going to abide by these new prices. And the government normally kind of says, okay, we'll agree almost. So I kind of feel we all have to stop at some point. But what the problem is people are so fearful. They're so afraid that they are an individual that they can't see beyond that.
That's right.
Because the system has made us that. Therefore, if everybody stops paying a certain tax for a certain reason, and they just say 100,000 people in your area say, you know what, we're not doing this, the system collapses. It collapses instantly. And we are so close to be able to collapse in the system, but yet the fear keeps us suppressed and keeps us individual and caged.
This is extraordinary, because I was having this very conversation with our mutual friend, the actress Jean-Anne Crowley, this morning. And I had, a couple of interesting incidents 18 months ago, 2 years ago, when there was a wrongful claim against me for money by the local authority here, and I went at them very hard and said no, despite them threatening to send goons around and all that nonsense. And it went away because I just said, look, it is going away. You don't have any power or any authority over me. And I played some interesting phone calls on the show at the time where I taped the phone calls I had with these people. It's on YouTube. You're absolutely right. This is hugely important, the power that these tyrants have over people is illusory. It only exists because we believe in it. And I mentioned to Jean-Anne this morning, I always use the analogy of Freddy Krueger in the very first Elm Street horror movie, which is an amazing film. At the end of the film, Nancy says to the monster, I can't believe that, I allowed you to do this to me, coming in and out of my dreams and my reality. You only have power because I believed in you. I don't believe in you. You're nothing. And she turns away from him and he disappears. And this is amazing stuff, this, Mark. This is important stuff.
Richard, that is exactly what it is. And once one of my power phrases on social media is, no one has the power over me. Repeat after me. No one has the power over me. Observing things from day to day, from year to year, one of the things that I've always recognized is that we tend to put so much emphasis and focus on government. What is government? It's a building. Who's inside that? A group of toffee-nosed guys who know nothing about living and breathing and eating and paying their mortgage every day. These people have no idea about anything. So they're just a group of men and women. That's all they are. And yet we put so much emphasis that there's this grand power, almost like God. There is no God. If you meet these lords on the streets, they're just ridiculous people. And they're the ones who are actually controlling us because we fear what we don't see.
This is brilliant. By the way, I've got to read a few tweets. Then I'd like to take a quick break. And then I'm going to tell you about a phone call I had today after receiving a very kind of cryptic, puzzling email to do with Mark. Amazing stuff. Wonderful stuff. I can't believe I kept it quiet all this time and I didn't even tell the future Mrs. Allen, didn't even speak to her about it. But I'm going to tell Mark when we come back. It just blew me away. David Stanford tweets, by the way, it's Mark Bajerski, of course, the Pure Energy Healer and Teacher. Go to markbajerski.com. And if you go to youtube.com and you put in Mark Bajerski, you'll find his YouTube channel where there is an abundance of free to the world, share with everybody information that you will find very helpful on a wide variety of subjects. Really great stuff. David Stanford says washing surface areas with a salt water solution will clear your home of negative energy. Also, I've heard, just very quickly, Mark, do you agree with that? Salt water solutions?
Yeah, if you ever come on a Pure Energy Healing course, that's one of the main subjects. Sea salt is the most powerful energy there is. And the reason why is not because I've ever been told that, is because I started noticing something very profound. Down at the sea, many people were coming. They were lying down in the sun. And when they left, they were feeling amazing. And I thought, wonder what that is. And then I realized they were walking into the sea. What's in the sea? Salt. They were bathing themselves, bathing themselves in the salt. Therefore, I realized that the sea salt was something very special. So I used to take a bucket of sea salt, bring it up here and start working with it, putting my feet in it, clearing negative energy. And all of a sudden I realized, hey, there is something in this. Do you know what, Richie? I'm just going to say this once. Everything that can heal you is freely available. Anything that you have to pay for, you are wasting your money.
Amazing stuff. Right, Mwinga, I've got a smile from ear to ear here. Mwinga says, I'm very amazed by the lemon and sage around the house. Love this intro from Mark. Paul Jackson tweets, hi Richie, Mark's right about apples. I've always eaten them every day and I've not been to the doctor for 40 years. Fantastic stuff, that. Hi to Tony Allars, hi to Jacob. Let me just scroll up there. Loads and loads of tweets coming in here. Cartoon drunk tweets, everything is reversed. Doctors destroy health, lawyers destroy justice, psychiatrists destroy minds, politicians destroy democracy, and journalists destroy the truth, he says. David tweets, I thought about getting a piece of the great outdoors to relax in at the weekends. Just put a shed up and get away from the hustle and bustle of everyday life in the shed. Then I read David Paulides, missing 411, ain't going anywhere near the wilderness now, he says. That's a joke, of course. Hi to Gillian as well, hi to Charlotte. Loads of comments, all positive. About Mark, and just as I say that, another 53 tweets have come in. I'm not going to get through all of these. I'll do my best. I've got to take a break. The Pure Energy Healer Mark Bajerski is on. When we come back, I had a message today, and a lady in Clontarf asked me would I call her, and the subject of the message had me intrigued. I gave her a call. Not that I wouldn't call anybody, I'm not anybody important, but as you're getting close to airtime, it's difficult to be making phone calls. But I called her. The phone call lasted 5 minutes. She told me an amazing story and asked me to share it with Mark. We'll do that when we come back. Mark, thanks for staying with us. Stand by. Quick break back with Mark Bajerski in exactly 2 minutes, 50 seconds time.
Introducing the H2O app, a powerful water structuring application that programs vibrational energies into water through the use of different sound frequencies. Once programmed, the use of water for drinking, cooking, bathing. Give it to your friends and colleagues or spread it around the garden. The list goes on. It's not just water that the app can be used for either. It's great for programming crystals too. The H2O app is free to download and is available on both Android and Apple platforms. For further information, go to h2oapp.online.
Is your mind full of ideas, yet you struggle to put them down on paper? Characters with no home, unfinished concepts that you always wanted to finalise, yet lacked knowledge and drive to complete? The Creative Writing Course from Creative Imaginings may be the long-awaited answer. Designed to help you finish your masterpiece with better language techniques, detailed study of the character, plotted suspense chain, and valuable information to get published. Don't delay your creation. Complete your 100% online course at www.creativeimaginings.com.au.
Have you lost access to important data from a computer hard drive, mobile phone, or other storage device? Maybe you have a broken hard drive containing years of information, or a smartphone that no longer works from which you'd like the pictures, movies, and chats recovered. If you would like to recover data from any type of digital device, including desktop and laptop computers, external hard drives, cameras, smartphones, NAS, and RAID servers, then contact Data Clinic today at dataclinic.co.uk now.
There's a place high in the mountains of Spain, a sanctuary where souls gather from all around the globe to learn about themselves and experience powerful changes in the way we see our world. They become awakened to their gifts and their power to heal others. Become part of this ever-growing worldwide family of unique, pure energy healing practitioners. Discover how amazing you truly are. Go to www.markbajerski.com. It could just change your life forever.
Asking the questions mainstream journalists will never ask. This is your Richie Allen Show on richieallen.co.uk, Fab Radio 2 in Manchester, and triggerwarning.tv.
7 minutes past the hour. I've never known a program to fly by as much as this one has. It's Tuesday, January 30th, 2018. Mark Bajerski, the pure energy healer and teacher, is live on the line from the Costa del Sol in Spain. He's live from the Pure Energy Healing Academy. Thanks for staying with me, my friends. Great to do this. We don't do it often enough. It's great. I had an email today, and it was from a lady, and she asked me to give her a call, and it was very cryptic. It really kind of piqued my interest. She said, Richie, I had a very extraordinary thing happen to me just after Christmas, and I want to share it with you, and I'd like you to share it with Mark, she said later on. So I said, right. So I gave her a quick ring. I began by saying, look, I don't have all day. And you know, I'm not that guy who says to people, I don't have all day. I'm not important, but I'm getting close to airtime, Mark. And I'm like, right, hit me with it. So she said, look, my name is Stacey. And she said, I'm a mature lady. I'm probably your grandfather's age. I said, I'm not sure you are. But she said, no, I am. She said, look, an extraordinary thing happened to me. And she said, I hear some of your programs from time to time. My granddaughter, she said, is interested in your program. And she recommended I get in touch. I'm very private, so I will never come on with you. And I don't want, you know, too much. You can give my name, but I don't want too much known about me. But I have this story my granddaughter was really keen I share with you, to share with your friend Mark Bajerski. So of course I'm really interested now, Mark, right? I'm like, what's she going to hit me with? She said that when she had her own first child, her first child was a boy, way back, she said, back before you were born, Richie, she said, my mother died the following day. And she said, I was an only child. And she said, I can't begin to describe what it's like, you know, as an only child. And I was very close to both my parents, but my mother particularly, we were inseparable. And the fact that she died the day after I gave birth to my son, she never really got to, she didn't in fact get to see her grandson. She said, I was destroyed by it. I was absolutely destroyed by it. And she said, for one reason or another, she said, I only ever had a photograph, one photograph of me and my mother together, which a lot of people will find strange. But she said, because of the times, I only had one photograph. And many years ago, I lost the photograph. And she said, I've never been able to live with that, not having the photograph, and thinking about my mother and the way she looked and who she was. And she said, you know, life goes on, but it was a dreadful thing for me. But she said, sometime around Christmas, I began to feel, she said, a presence. And she said that her kind of attitude to presences and spirits, Mark, she said, it would have been along the lines of the way that you described it, Richie, that you would have been very sceptical back in the past and stuff like that. But I began to feel that there was something or somebody around watching me. And it wasn't a negative or a scary thing. Anyway, she said, to cut a long story short, a couple of weeks back, just after Christmas, I got a knock on the door. And there was an old friend of mine, somebody I hadn't seen for about 12, 13 years, living down the country, living further down the country. And I hadn't seen her for years and years and years. And she came to see me because she had a dream, her friend had a dream about Stacey's mother, whose name was Margaret. And she said, I had a dream about your mum. And there's a picture of you and your mum, she said, and it's between the pages of an old book. Have you got books in the attic? And Stacey said, I do. There's probably the best part of 1,000 or 1,500 paperbacks and old hardbacks in the attic. And she said, well, I've just been told, I had this dream and I feel that I've got to share this with you, that there's a photograph that's very important. And Mark, after an hour or more of pulling books asunder in the attic, she found the photograph of her and her mother. Would you believe that? The hair was standing on the back of my neck when I was listening to this afternoon. And she said, your friend, and she said, again, I just want to say, I hear this every now and then. It's my granddaughter is really into it. She said, I know your friend works with this information, and he'd be very interested to hear that. And she said, that's all I've got to say. Do mention it on the program if you want. And it might make a difference to somebody who's listening to it who might have, you know, the sorts of problems that I had. I was gobsmacked, obviously. You know, my mouth was on the floor listening to it. And off Stacey went. And I was to tell you that today. Would you believe that? And this came after you and I spoke briefly this afternoon when we did our sound check. It was after that she got in touch. Amazing. Amazing stuff, right?
Richard, you know what? I'm sat here thinking how incredible it is that people actually think a story like that is amazing.
Right, okay. I still do, you see.
Richard, this happens every single day to people all the time. And this is what I'm trying to say. The system is, this is a typical example. The system suppresses us from the truth. It knows full well that magic and the spirit world, whatever you want to call it, this beautiful energy which is always around us, whispers to us every day. And often here, after 4 days in the Pure Energy Healing Academy, when people have taken a course, I say to them, now do you understand the difference between in this academy and outside? Everything we have got wrong is outside, and everything in here is right. So people in here will say, my God, what's going on? What is this? What's happening? And I'll say, this is normal. This is what life should be about. So I have thousands of stories like this every single day. But the sad part for me is that people just have lost their faith because they don't feel anything. They don't believe anything. They just don't connect anymore. And this is where the sadness comes. But we are awakening, and slowly but surely people are coming to their understanding. They're coming to their awakening, and they're now starting to experience things that they can't explain, which I can explain very easily. There are two worlds. There is this world and the spirit world, which I know of, and there are probably far more worlds than this. Why should it be extraordinary for us to think that there isn't? For me, it is a normal day, every day, that I feel spirit coming forward, whispering in my ear. I was only speaking to a dear friend the other day. I must have read for 10,000 plus people, and I have experienced things that have blown me away every day by things that I've said and thought, where's that come from? I know exactly where it comes from. It comes from the other side, the people who love us, our spirit, who you are and who I am. When we leave this body, we go back home, and that beautiful spirit world is around you and me every day, and they work hard to give us our signs. They show us our signs every day. But the sad thing is that we just don't have time to see it because we have to pay the mortgage. We have to get the kids to school. We have to do everything. And if we're lucky, we have 2 weeks a year to have a holiday. And after 13 days, we only then start to feel relaxed. We don't really have time to feel that presence around us. And that is because a clever manipulation called the agenda, which is happening every day, is doing its damnedest to stop us being who we truly are, which is the most amazing, powerful, healers, wonderful, amazing, gifted. And I mean, how can you say, I mean, there are no words to the power that we have and we hold to helping one another and creating amazing things in this world. So maybe we have to all start to wake up a little bit more and give ourselves more time to find out who we are, because the answers are within. We all know that.
Absolutely. When I say absolutely, I don't know. I don't want to sound like I know. I certainly don't. But I agree with that last sentiment. I mean, Stace, not to dwell on what the lady told me, but I suppose, you know, people rooted in, I suppose, mainstream life, or people who are rooted in pragmatism, you know, oh, well, you know, if you can't, if you can see it, if you can see it, smell it and taste it, it must be real. If you can't, it isn't. You know, I'd love to ask some of these people, how do you account for that happening, for a lady turning up on somebody's doorstep to say she had a dream about a picture? You know, it's not a lie. It hasn't been made up.
They can't account for it, Richard.
No, they
can't. How can anybody account for it?
It's absolutely.
This is the whole point. This is the power behind what they've got. This is how they use it. This is how science is based. This is the religion of science. It's there to stop us and suppress us from who we truly are. And it mocks us. Everything that we do, placebo effect, which is called self-healing in the spiritual healing world. We are all self-healers. It mocks us. Oh, yeah, take a sugar tablet. Yeah, silly old fool. You know what? It's all a manipulation. We have to wake up to the fact that everything that we once thought was real isn't. Once we realize it is, we then start to question everything. Once we start to question, that's when we change the world around us.
Well, I've had a tweet on this from at of Argyle, who we call Cartoon Drunk on Twitter. I had a dream with my late mother where she gave me the precise location of something important I had been looking for. When I woke up and checked it, it was in the exact location she had told me in the dream. That's a true story. And again, I have no reason to doubt that at all. There's a lot of traffic on the Twitter page, folks, where people are talking about these issues and commenting on the things Mark has been saying. Go to twitter.com, put Richie Allen Show in, all one word, press enter, and you'll see exactly what people are tweeting to me. I've been asked to ask you about intention when it comes to energy, how you direct the energy makes a difference. And Jean Ann actually has been on to say, remember the Japanese man, Dr. Emoto, who did the experiment with rice, 3 jars with cooked rice. Over a few weeks, he spoke lovingly to one and spoke hatefully to the second and completely ignored the third. And the difference in the rice was amazing. And that great experiment. And I mean, again,
it's a really interesting subject,
isn't it?
The power of energy and positive thought, Richard. It has been something that has been my lifelong passion. I've always believed in good and bad energy. I've always believed in heavy, negative and very light energy. Why? Because you can walk into a room and you know when somebody's horrible and hates you and has jealousy and anger, and you can feel that, and it actually causes you ill health. So therefore, energy can be extremely dangerous if you allow it into your energy, or it can be very, very healing. So you can go to somebody who is a genuine, loving, kind person and can work with good energy. They can have it around them. They can pull it in from the universe. So energy is around us at any given moment. Dr. Emoto proved, I mean, there's a lot of scientists who laugh at him. There's always going to be, but he proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that every single glass of water, if you stick your finger in it and pull out one droplet, in that droplet holds one crystal. Therefore, if it holds a crystal, it will hold memory. This is why I work with crystals every day. There was a day that I had a crystal in my pocket, Richie, 13 years ago. And this crystal, for some reason, somebody gave it me, and I knew nothing about crystals. But for some strange reason, I kept taking it out and I kept feeling happy and good. And I played with this crystal and it made me feel wonderful. And I wondered what a beautiful energy this crystal is. And every time I held it, it just felt great. Then one day a lady came to see me with her daughter, who was about 8 or 9 years old. So we're talking away, and all of a sudden I took the crystal out of my pocket and put it onto a table. From nowhere, the little girl ran over and grabbed the crystal. And at the end of the conversation, they left. And a week later, I let the little girl keep the crystal because she was so obsessed by it. So I said, take the crystal, let her have it. A week later, I had a phone call from this very lady. She says, Mark, I want to tell you something, and it is really bizarre. And I said, go on, tell me. She said, Mark, the day my daughter took that crystal off the table, I am telling you her life changed. I'm going to tell you a bit about my daughter. She suffers from terrible nightmares. They are extremely fear nightmares where she screams all night at a certain time. She was bullied at school for many months and she struggled with these girls who bullied her. She said from the moment she took that crystal, within 1 week, her night terrors had ended. And when she went to school, the friends that bullied her became friends again and everybody was happy.
Wow.
She said nothing has changed in her life whatsoever apart from her holding that crystal. And that was the moment I realized the power of crystals. I did not realize, Richard, that I was putting energy into a crystal that was holding a memory to help somebody become stronger. And every crystal holds an energy wave in them. And every cup of water, if you put good energy in, if you hold the cup and you say good thoughts, you will put good energy into it. If you, before you eat your meal, look down at your plate and hold your hands over it and put good energy into it, I promise you, you will taste food that you haven't tasted before. It is there. And it is within you and in within all of us to be able to use this gift. And I'm here to say give it a try. I promise you, you won't look back.
Mark Bierski is live on the line from San Pedro. I'm right in saying San Pedro, aren't I?
You always do, but I live on a magical mountain called Mijas Pueblo.
Mijas Pueblo, of course. I've been there enough times over the years. Mijas, I always say San Pedro, I'm an idiot. Mijas Pueblo is where Mark is based, the Pure Energy Healing Academy. To find out more about that, go to markbierski.com. There's a link to it on my Facebook page and on our Twitter page. 23 minutes past the hour. We've got Mark for another 15 minutes or thereabouts. Brilliant to have him on. Caroline said something very interesting to me the other day. She says many interesting things to me. She was watching some of the senior government politicians. She was looking at Philip Hammond, and he's the Chancellor, in case people don't know who he is. People listening overseas, very senior politician. Theresa May, the Prime Minister, and one or two others. Caroline said something very, very interesting, and I hadn't considered it. She said, Richie, look at them. They all look the same. Whatever forces are attached to them, whatever dark and bad energies they have attached to them, it's manifesting in their facial expressions. They look the same. Do you know what, Mark? She's right. They do look the same. They look related, even though they're not related. Go ahead.
You're absolutely right. And therefore, if you turn that around and you start to see people who have found their freedom from that system, if you find people today, I had a guy called Tim come round here who sells me crystals. Tim lives off the land. He lives off the fruit. He lives in caves. He just has completely rejected the system. So this guy is 57 years old and he looks 10 years younger than me. You realize very quickly that when you start to break from the system, you break away from that very energy that makes you ill, old, and feel like life has no hope, no. You kind of live in fear of everything. And when you break free from that, like I did, you then start to feel younger every day, and the opportunities in your life become so amazing. There is nothing that any of us cannot do. We are absolutely amazing, but we need to break free from the system. That is the ultimate goal that I believe we all need to do. And once we do, our life becomes amazing. And I've seen it happen day by day. And Tim is just one out of many people who are breaking free from the system and living an earthly life.
Brilliant. Yeah, you can see it in people. They say a picture paints a thousand words. It's the same. I think the same goes for people's facial expressions, their demeanor. You know, we've often said over the years, anybody who's worked in media, you know, who's covered crime. I mean, when I started out in radio, I covered everything. And you would often find yourself saying to somebody, if somebody was convicted of something pretty bad in a court of law and they were obviously guilty, you'd often hear somebody say, he looks sick. You know, yeah. And that's not to make an excuse in any way for what the man did at all, far from it. But that it's written on people's faces what kind of state of emotion they're in, what sort of energy is around them. I mean, you look at Philip Hammond and May and all of these front benches, they look sick, these people. They are sick.
Absolutely 100% correct, without a doubt. The thing is, Richie, you can't lie about energy around you. You can't lie. You can't hide that. People can feel it. You can go up to somebody and know, you can feel their energy. You know instantly whether they're good or bad. You have that feeling. The problem is we tend not to use that intuition anymore, and we just pass it by as if it's meaningless. Do you know the gut feeling is so important, and that we should work on that and we should listen? Our first instinct is normally the right one. It really is. But when all said and done, you can start to see on a physical level how people become ill and poorly. And that goes for every one of us. So for instance, many people, if they hold a lot of burden, you normally find that their shoulders move forward and they almost look hunchback because of the weight of the sadness, the heaviness, the guilt, whatever it may be. and so on. Your face looks different when you know deep down that you've done something that you shouldn't have done. Your face changes, your demeanor changes, your happiness disappears. And I'll give you a perfect example. I often use the phrase, when you see a child skipping, the reason why they're skipping is because they hold no weight of negative energy on them. Therefore, they can skip because they feel light. So that gives you an idea. If you ever see a child walking on the street with their heads down, walking slowly, it is because they've got their weight on their shoulder. Doesn't that make sense?
It makes perfect sense to me. Some years ago, I was given a present of a book. It might have been Caroline herself, the often mentioned future Mrs. Allen. She might have had it and gave it to me. Danny Wallace is a British journalist and television personality. And he wrote a book back in 2005 or 2006, I can't remember, called Yes Man. And I read it and it was extraordinary. Now, I'd like to say that I was inspired by it and it made instant changes to my life, but it didn't. I'm not going to lie. But it should have done. He was on a bus, Wallace, and having a conversation with a stranger prompted him to try and say yes more in his life and not to say no. As much as he could possibly avoid saying no, he was to do that. It went on to be a dreadful film, Mark. Jim Carrey, who's brilliant. In my opinion, they didn't, you know, there might have been some parts of the film which were funny, but the film bore no resemblance to the book because it changed Danny Wallace's life, Mark. Just embracing things and saying yes. A friend calls and your first instinct, even with your best friends, people that you love, is, oh Jesus, no, I can't be arsed. And he stopped all that and said, yes, yes, I will come out with you. Not to drink, but just to go for a walk or a cycle. Yes, I will do this. It changed his life, Mark.
Of course. And everybody in this world can change their life in an instant. Nobody is held back from that. The only person who holds you back is yourself. And the problem with life is that we lose our energy. We don't have any ability to feel that happiness because of the system and what we eat. I mean, I'll give you a perfect example. I was lucky enough to be in Bali, and I decided that, and listen, Richie, I eat healthy, I look after my body, but I thought, you know what? I still don't feel well. I still don't feel right. So what am I going to do? So I went on a 4-day green juice diet, which meant all I had was juice, green vegetable juice. That's all I had. The first day, Richard, I felt terrible. The second day, I spent on the toilet. The third day, I felt like I had flu and pneumonia. The fourth day, I was up and I felt like I had more energy in my life than I ever had, ever as a child. I was up most of the night, jumping around, feeling amazing. My body felt amazing. So we have to make an effort sometimes. We have to do certain things. We have to at least spend at least half of our life, if possible, rather than sleeping, doing a little research, looking at what we can do to help our bodies, whether that is healing ourselves, going to healers, or healing our body by keeping away from processed foods and looking at the natural fruit and vegetables and doing a detox, whatever. These are the key points that we need to look at. But do you know what, Richard? Everybody wants a pill. They just want a quick fix. They want instant spirituality. They want instant takeaway happiness. And unfortunately, that's not why we're here. We're here to feel pain. We're here to suffer, but we're also here to heal from that suffering. So I guess everybody who's listening to this, they've all suffered. Well, isn't it about time we change that now and say, you know what? I'm done with suffering. I am now going to fully focus on healing myself. So now you take the conscious decision to heal yourself. What are you going to do about it? Only you can make that change. Nobody else can do that for you. That's the whole point. To get to the top of your mountain, you have to take each step yourself. It's too easy to jump in a helicopter and get into the top. It never looks the same. When you take each step up that mountain and it's a difficult climb, when you get to the top, you go, my God, it was worth it. And that's what we need to realize. In the end, it is worth it for our body, mind, and spirit. You clear depression, you clear illness, you clear everything when you start to fully focus on what's good for you and your body.
And there's a great old saying, And it's never more appropriate than now that even the longest and the most arduous journey begins with a single step. Simple as that. It, you know, don't think about the hours on the road or the miles on the road. Just take that first step. Charlotte tweets, it's true about the cabinet ministers looking ill. Negative vibes, man, says Charlotte. She also says, and this is really interesting, Charlotte. Let me just scroll down there. She says, my husband always says my food tastes so good because I make it with so much love and intention to please and to nourish all my boys, which is very true. Something I hadn't considered. You know,
it's electrical fruit. It once you start to connect with what you're eating and look at what you're eating and realizing every single vegetable that you eat is healing a certain part of your body and is making you become extremely powerful, then you really get to grasp the true and amazing power of fruit and vegetables, which is absolutely pushed to one side. And like the system does, it tries to manipulate fruit and veg, and most of it now is GMO. We need to start going to our local grocers. We need to start looking at proper, healthy food, which is fresh, and eat it daily. These are the things that change our body and heal us from many things. I'm really into health now, Richard, more than ever in my life. But the balance still has to be spirituality as well. We still need to heal ourselves from many things. So it's an ongoing process. We are beautiful souls that keep going, and you won't stop. You'll keep taking another step and another step. It just depends which direction you want to go in. For me, I have no option now. I need to eat healthy. I need to look after my body. And I think as you get older, you appreciate that a lot more because of the fact that we don't have as many years and we want to take the most out of life because it's our maybe 30 or 40 years left, whatever it is. So I think it's really important we can start by teaching our children the principles of life, which is fruit and vegetables. And I'll keep sharing that. And spiritual healing. I'm telling you, Richard, if children all started the morning with meditation, and if one child gets up and places the other their hands over another child and gives them good energy healing, you would find that there would be no bullying anymore because they have now connected to their spiritual selves and they will love each other like brother and sister. This the system will not allow, but we have to try and break through that system. And that's what I'm doing every day.
It's brilliant. I've had a tweet from Faisal, who isn't sure how positive energy works, but he's convinced it does because he's seen plenty of examples of it. Thanks for that, Faisal. Just a very quick question mark from David, who says that he owns a crystal, but he gets the feeling that the crystal doesn't like him. Is this possible, he asks. There isn't any sarcasm there. He's genuine. He's asking a genuine question. He gets the feeling the crystal doesn't like him. Is it possible?
Well, all I can tell you is everything is vibration. A crystal vibrates slightly different from water. It's slightly a different vibration from water, and it's slightly different vibration than a stone. So it vibrates in its own way. Now, if everything is energy, therefore, if somebody touches that crystal who's in, say, a really negative place, or they've done something really horrible, and they've had that crystal in a house, and they may have been fighting, screaming, may have been a divorce, there may have been illness, all of a sudden that crystal can hold memory. So sometimes it's not that what he's picking up is not that it doesn't like him, it's just simply that the crystal may need cleansing and clearing. Therefore, my suggestion is put it out in the midday sun. There are many methods of clearing a crystal. Put it in salt water for overnight. And that clears any negative energy from the crystal. So tell him not to worry about that. What he's trying to do is process what that feeling is. And he's using his brain, logical brain, to think, this must be because it hates me. No, it's just that the crystal is negative at the moment, and it happens. It's like anything. Sometimes I once had a ring belonging to somebody, and it was really a negative energy. And then I realized that the person who had it had done some very bad things, and I actually threw the ring in the sea because I didn't want it anymore. And at that moment, I felt a lot better. So sometimes we can hold things or have things, or in the house, it can hold negative energy and the house feels terrible. Again, you clear the energy from the house and from things and the house feels good again. So just a little tip, put it into salt water. Some people dig a little hole in the ground and put a crystal in the ground when it's a full moon. There are many different ways of clearing negative energy from a crystal. So tell him not to worry. It's nothing personal. It never is.
Been brilliant catching up with you. That time has just absolutely flown by. We'll not leave it as long before we do another. I want to remind people that to find out more about attending the Pure Energy Healing Academy or meeting Mark in Bali at the retreats that he runs, go to markbajerski.com. That's the website. You can also find Mark on Facebook, Mark Bajerski. There is no other. So if you look for Mark Bajerski on Facebook, you'll find Mark's page there. You can follow him there. And of course, I mentioned earlier on the YouTube channel as well, youtube.com and Mark Bajerski. There are dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of videos uploaded daily by Mark with fascinating, important and very helpful information on a wide variety of subjects, many of the subjects we've been talking about this evening. Thanks for supporting the independent media, by the way. I'm not going to let it pass without saying that. I really appreciate that. It's important that we acknowledge that, and thank you for that. And thanks for coming on tonight. I'm going to give you the last word, my friend, and then we'll part company for now.
Thanks, Richard. Well, it's taken me 13 years to get to where I am, and some people would call my work now successful. I would just say I've worked damn hard, and I think the harder we work, the more successful we become. What I'd like to say to you is this, Richard. The reason why I support your show and gift crystals and raise money is not only because the show is amazing, and it's one in a million of shows that I've listened to, and I always do. But it's also the reason why is because people out there, some people just don't have the money to be able to gift to you the donations right. that you deserve, and they love you. And that's why I do it more and more, because I want to be the voice for the people who don't have that money. So I'm always there, and I'll always support you, Richard, because the show and the guests that you have on are amazing, and that is what's changing the world.
Thanks very much for saying that. It is great. It's great to have a platform where we could invite people on who've got something different to say and they can't get to say it anywhere else. It's marvellous to have that. And that's what it is. It's not about me or anybody else. And that was wonderfully put. You know, we don't go putting the programme on behind a paywall. It will never, we'll never charge for it ever. And we never want to make anybody feel bad. If they can't support the independent media in general, if they can't, they can't, and that's important as well. But thanks to people like you, you know, we'll keep it on the road. Thanks, mate. I really appreciate that. It's markbajerski.com. Follow Mark on Facebook. Check out his website. One of the good guys, genuine. And I look forward to speaking to you again real soon, Mark. Thanks for your help and thanks for your time.
All right. Love you too, Richard.
Cheers, mate. Bye for now. The great Mark Bajerski, live from Mijas Pueblo, on the Richie Allen Show for Tuesday, January 30th, 2018. Great guy. As I said, to find out more about the Pure Energy Healing Academy, how to attend it, and the retreats, just go to markbajerski.com. Great to catch up with Mark again. Loads of tweets came in during that. Masses of tweets came in. One from Liz, which is really interesting. Liz tweets, "I had a dear elderly friend, Richie. He came to me in a dream, and in the dream he was in my arms like a baby on a bus. I was taking him somewhere, knowing I would never see him again. That was in the dream. The next day a friend told me my elderly friend had died that night. He was actually saying goodbye," says Liz. Thanks for sharing that, Liz. I have no doubts whatsoever. And listening to that story today, told to me by the very senior lady who got in touch with the programme, Stacey, about her own experience with her mother's picture. There's no explaining that away as saying, oh, it's just a coincidence, or it's just one of those things. There's something else going on there, you know. And I'm big enough and man enough to acknowledge that there's something else going on there. I've been very sceptical. I have been in my life about, you know, messages from the spirit world or the other side. And I was very much inclined to think that it was poppycock. I never suggested that everybody who believed it was in some way trying to pull the wool over people's eyes. I thought people were well-meaning, but that they were just, you know, they were just misguided or wrong. But I don't think like that anymore. You know, I'm honest enough to admit now that I just don't know what to think. But I believe in the people of, I believe in the sincerity of people. Right, I'm sorry for the tweets I didn't get to and questions I didn't put to Mark. I'm really sorry about that. He's one of the good guys, though. If you go onto Facebook and find him, do that. He's often on Facebook. And if you ask him questions you were trying to ask him tonight through Twitter, he will answer you on Facebook. So do that. Find Mark on Facebook. Going to take some music. Got some Stevie Wonder and a song called Higher Ground, which is kind of appropriate. On the Richie Allen Show for Tuesday. It's coming up for 16 minutes to the top of the hour. Great to be with you. Really enjoyed speaking with Mark. Back in a couple of minutes.
Richie Allen Show relies on your support. Go to richieallen.co.uk and set up a monthly donation today.
Have you lost access to important data from a computer hard drive, mobile phone, or other storage device? Maybe you have a broken hard drive containing years of information, or a smartphone that no longer works from which you'd like the pictures, movies, and chats recovered. If you would like to recover data from any type of digital device, including desktop and laptop computers, external hard drives, cameras, smartphones, NAS, and RAID servers, then contact Data Clinic today at dataclinic.co.uk now.
Introducing the H2O app, a powerful water structuring application that programs vibrational energies into water through the use of different sound frequencies. Once programmed, the use of water for drinking, cooking, bathing. Give it to your friends and colleagues or spread it around the garden. The list goes on. It's not just water that the app can be used for either. It's great for programming crystals too. The H2O app is free to download and is available on both Android and Apple platforms. For further information, go to h2oapp.online.
There's a place high in the mountains of Spain, a sanctuary where souls gather from all around the globe to learn about themselves and experience powerful changes in the way we see our world. They become awakened to their gifts and their power to heal others. Become part of this ever-growing worldwide family of unique, pure energy healing practitioners. Discover how amazing you truly are. Go to www.markmajerski.com. It could just change your life forever.
Is your mind full of ideas, yet you struggle to put them down on paper? Characters with no home, unfinished concepts that you always wanted to finalize, yet lacked knowledge and drive to complete? The Creative Writing Course from Creative Imaginings may be the long-awaited answer. Designed to help you finish your masterpiece with better language techniques, detailed study of the character, plotted suspense chain, and valuable information to get published. Don't delay your creation. Complete your 100% online course at www.creativeimaginings.com.au.
Asking the questions mainstream journalists will never ask. This is your Richie Allen Show on richieallen.co.uk, Fab Radio 2 in Manchester, and triggerwarning.tv.
Welcome back to the program. It's exactly 11. No, it's not. It's nearly 10 minutes to the top of the hour. I'm really looking forward to speaking with a man tomorrow night called Mark Froude. Mark's wife, Liz, shared with me a blog post written by Mark about the television show Stranger Things. And it's a brilliant blog post, really insightful, about child abuse and the Montauk Project and much more besides as well. And I was speaking to Hayden Hewitt and I was thinking, if we're going to encourage people to have their own websites to get away from Facebook and the censorship that Facebook brings to, well, to your work, basically, to the things you want to share, we've got to help people who make blogs and who write articles. And when they're good and when they're insightful, we need to give them a platform to come on the programme. So I've invited Mark on the programme. He's coming on tomorrow night. I'm looking forward to meeting him. Jordan Maxwell is going to join me next Monday for a really special programme. And the subject is, what is reality? I'll be discussing with Jordan Maxwell, what is reality? That sounds very arrogant. I'll be discussing with Jordan Maxwell. I'll be listening to Jordan Maxwell is what I'll be doing. I'll be discussing. I'll be asking him questions, of course. I won't be discussing anything because I don't have any idea. I have my opinions, of course. But Jordan is back on the programme on Monday. Big shout to Andy Hunter and everybody at freestylehomes.com. Check out freestylehomes.com. So Jordan joins us on Monday. Do you know, listening to Stacey's story today and then hearing Liz, or reading Liz's tweet on Twitter about her elderly friend who she had a dream about him and then he passed away. She dreamt that she was carrying him on a bus and he was leaving. He was leaving her in that dream and then it turned out he'd passed away. Maybe it wouldn't be a bad idea to do a phone in and to ask you for your experiences of this, because growing up in Ireland, I heard stories over the years from elderly relatives and neighbours, always senior people, always older people, telling stories like that. And I found those stories fascinating as a child. And then, tellingly, once you get to your teens, your late teens, or at least I did anyway, I began to frown on those stories and become very sceptical about them. There's probably something going on there. You know, as a child, I was wide open to the stories. Some people would say negatively, oh, well, children, they just believe anything. But I'm not so sure about that. I don't think children do believe anything. You know, we talk about the Tooth Fairy and Santa and all of that, and people will use those as examples. But I don't think children do believe anything. I think children instinctively know what is right and what is not right. And as a child, I was very open to these stories. But as a teenager, I became very sceptical about them. I wonder, was there something going on there? You know? But I think it's probably not a bad idea to do a phone-in next week. I'll give you plenty of notice. And I'd like to hear your experiences of, you know, your unusual stories about presences, feeling things going on around you. The sort of story that Liz told us, the sort of story that Stacey told me today. I'd love to hear those stories on the programme. And I've never done that on this programme. When I did late night radio many years ago, people would ring in sometimes telling ghost stories and stuff like that. But I don't mean ghost stories, but stories when I want to hear encounters or incidences when you felt that somebody who had died or somebody who wasn't around was in contact in some way or alerted you to something or passed a message on to you through somebody or something like that. I'd love to hear those experiences. And I think we could do a very good phone-in on that next week. So I'll pick a day next week. I'll have a look at the diary and I'll give loads of notice about it. We'll open the phone and the Skype lines into the programme, and I'm pretty sure we'll get inundated with callers. But I look forward to that. So keep that in mind, because I bet you the stories we heard are just the tip of the iceberg. And I do believe that. I do believe in your integrity and your honesty. And I believe that whatever stories you have will be genuine stories. And I look forward to hearing them, as it were. So let's do that next week. That'll make a good phone-in, I think. So there you go. Just wanted to say something about Facebook. The website's been up for over a week now, the brand new richieallen.co.uk. Check it out. There are new articles on there today. Check out the new website, please. Do check it out. We like it. We're very proud of it. There are forums there that you can sign up to the forum. You can discuss anything you want in the forums. But you can read articles that we post. And you can obviously listen to the live programme and get the podcasts and all of that as well. There was a reason. I mentioned the website for another reason. Oh, yeah, the Facebook thing. So I did say, look, I'm coming off Facebook. And I meant it. I'm not in the habit of, you know, declaring my intention to do something and then reneging on it. I got one or two, not many, but I got one or two messages from people saying, oh, don't, Richie, don't get rid of the Facebook page for the time being. We use the Facebook page to direct people in terms of when we say to people, check out Richie Allen, we recommend they go to your Facebook page. Now, that kind of, it didn't annoy me, but I thought, well, this defeats the purpose. We're trying to get people, Hayden Hewitt and people like Hayden Hewitt, giants of the internet. He's a giant of the internet. He runs one of the biggest websites in the world, liveleak.com, are trying to get people to take ownership of their own sites again because of the censorship of Facebook. But the message, the people who sent me messages, they were saying, Richie, don't forget, you're trying to reach people and they are mired. They live on Facebook. So don't get rid of the Facebook page. But my counter argument to that is, I put a link to one of my articles on Facebook today. I've got 19,500 followers, which isn't massive, but it isn't small either. And it got about 7 reactions. Do you know what I'm saying? You can't tell me that they're not preventing people seeing that. So look, I don't know. I don't want to leave the Facebook page on there. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of Facebook. I hate it, to be honest. So I'll have a think about it. I really want people to kind of instinctively, I wonder, is there an article on the Richie Allen website? And they'll go on and they'll find an article on there. I've got an article that I'll post there tomorrow from Chris Thiele, which is really interesting about energy. And there will be guest articles. Jean Ann did one for me last week. I want people to just instinctively think, what's going on with the Richie Allen Show? Well, I'll go to richieallen.co.uk. You know, fuck Facebook. Excuse my language at the end of the programme. But that's the way it is. But look, for the time being, maybe we'll leave the page alone. Right, that's it for the programme. Massive thanks to Mark Bajerski. Check out markbajerski.com. Thanks to him for not just supporting this, programme with all the things he's done in the past and the auctions, but the goodwill and the good wishes and the positive vibes, not just for this programme, but for the independent media in general. Check out markbayerski.com. Thanks to Simon for YouTube, Jean Ann for her counsel and her many, many great ideas for the programme. I love you and leave you. Look after yourselves and one another. I'm going to leave you with some Al Jarreau closing out the programme, and I'll speak with you tomorrow at 7 p.m. UK time on The Richie Allen Show. Alrighty, really enjoyed that programme tonight. It'll be on podcast real soon. It'll be on YouTube in the very early a.m. tomorrow. Marvellous. Spotify, iTunes, you know you can find The Richie Allen Show everywhere these days. Al Jarreau closing the programme. Bye now.